Good morning. I'll be speaking on Siki first. I have a question. How important is God to you? Is he the least thing on your mind? Is he the last thing? Is he the least important? It says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, but see first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added to you. Is God still the least important? It says in Colossians 1:18, be first place in all things. God wants us to seek him first, his kingdom and his righteousness. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be loyal and one will despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." We must seek him first. Matthew 6, verse 33 says, But see first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We will be blessed when we put God first. It says that all these things, the necessity of life, will be added to you. God's appeal for men is to put first things first. Paul told us that Jesus must be first in our lives and all things. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18 says, Jesus and God will not take second place. God shows us how to seek him first in all things. We must seek him first by trusting him. Psalms 37, verses 5. Commit your way to the Lord and trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Psalms 55, verse 23. But you, O Lord, shall bring him down to the pit of destruction, bloodthirsty and despiteful. Men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. Psalms chapter 125, verse 1. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abide forever. Jeremiah 46, verse 25 says, "The Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says, Behold, I will bring punishment among Pharaoh in Egypt with their gods and their kings, Pharaoh and those who trust in him." Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall be mount up with their wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Matthew chapter 6, verse 28, verse 32 says, "So why do you worry about clothing? Consider all the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glories are not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the fields, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, or you are little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear?' For all these things the Gentiles seek. For you and the Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things." Matthew chapter 8, verse 27 says, "So the men marveled, saying, 'Who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him?'" Jeremiah 1:11, verses 4, which I command your fathers in the day I brought them out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, "Obey my voice and do it according to all that I command you. So shall be my people, and I will be your God." Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 28, "And the curse if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside from the way which I command you today to go after other gods, which you have not known. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but who does the will of my Father in heaven. Acts chapter 5, verse 29, Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than man. Matthew chapter 10, verse 34, verse 36. Do not think that I came on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set men aside, his father, his daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those who own his household. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, blessed are those who are hungered and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for there will be no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for all his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works which God prepared beforehand that we shall walk to him. God wants us to seek him first everywhere in our lives, in our homes, in our jobs, in our recreations. Jesus said, seek ye first. It's similar to what Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, verse 14. Not that I have already attained or I am ready perfect, but I am pressed on that I may lay hold of that for which Jesus Christ has also laid of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehend, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of upwards and call of the Lord in Jesus Christ. Are you seeking God first? Are you seeking his kingdom? Are you seeking God's kingdom? Are you seeking God's righteousness? So hearing seek ye first, how much important is God to you? Is he still the least thing on your mind? Or is he your first priority? If you want to be next to God, you have to hear, believe, confess, and repent, and be baptized for your forgiveness of your sins. Thank you.